Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Grace Pushman. Hi, Grace. And I want to ask you a question to kick us off. What was your first career fair experience?
My first career fair was as a student. So I was a graduate student at Grand Valley. I was getting my teaching certification, and I heard, I think, from a class about a career fair for out-of-state teachers. And I decided to go on a whim. I think I just had like free time that day, and I was like, okay, let's try it out and see. I didn't do any prep really beforehand. I don't think I brought resumes with me or anything like that. I did dress up a little bit. And when I got there, it was in Kirkhoff in the Grand River Room. And I remember thinking it seemed kind of fun when I first walked in because there was like swag everywhere. People were, you know, smiling, very friendly and chatty. It was a little overwhelming though, because a couple of the employers actually asked me to do on-the-spot interviews, which I wasn't expecting. So, you know, I do think I would have definitely benefited by preparing a little bit beforehand, but it ended up working out okay because I got my first career job there. I, you know, got a teaching position. So it was, I'm really grateful that I had that experience because I ended up working in that job for 3 years. It was a great first teaching position. And yeah, it was something, again, that I just kind of did on a whim. But it worked out.
Awesome. Okay, so now I'm going to bring in our in-studio guest, Cindy Brown. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Megan.
And I'm going to ask you the same question. What was your first career fair experience?
So I come from the other side. So I was an employer and actually was at a neighboring university's, their career fair, and that was my first one. And it was, I can still picture it. There's a lot of students there. There's a lot of tables. And you know, the excitement of the career fair, everyone's dressed professionally, they're excited, the students curious, but then there's also a lot of nervousness, right?
Yes,
so
for sure.
That was one of the things, like we wanted to, our company was very outgoing and very assertive. So we were constantly talking to people and we would grab a student by the arm, look at their name tags, see the major and just ask, you know, some questions to them. And I think I spooked some people because we would just go up to them and say, what are you looking to do, right?
Yeah.
You ever thought about sales? And so that was kind of what we did. And it was kind of a you learn as you go kind of a thing. I remember, though, I got a little tired. So I remember going to the back of the booth to grab some water. And as I had my back to the group, I heard the gentleman next to me, the recruiter next to me, say, we're looking for very energetic, outgoing people. That's really our culture. And I remember just whipping my head around and going, who would want to work there? Because you're selling a product and you're not selling what you say you are. He was very slow, very monotone, just no excitement. So I was like, man, that was a good tip for me because I did not ever want to be that way. No matter how tired you get, how much your feet hurt, you definitely want to be on stage that whole time so that you could talk to a student and show that the company was really outgoing and the people that worked there were really outgoing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think both of you, Cindy and Grace, mentioned that it was overwhelming on both sides, right?
It was absolutely overwhelming. You're trying to talk to as many students as possible, try to remember every student. There's a lot of conversation going on, so trying to stay focused too, talking one-on-one is, you know, it's something to get used to. But it's doable and it's fun and it can be a great experience because we would get a lot of the students that were either underclassmen or upperclassmen that were ready to go into a job. But those younger ones just wanted to hear about the company and it was a great way to get your name out.
Yeah, and I think it's also good to remember as a student that you're not the only one nervous. So, you know, I think that kind of might help with your nerves a little bit too.
Yeah, agreed. So, Cindy, thanks for being here today. As you said, you've been on the other side of the page from a student as an employer, but now you work here with us in the Career Center.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting. We're so happy to have you. So as our career development manager, and today, if you all haven't guessed it from everything we've been saying so far, we're talking about career fairs and specifically career fair etiquette. So, Cindy, we know you kind of jumped into this already, but can you tell us a little bit more about your experience with career fairs?
Absolutely. So the company I worked for, we hired entry-level management trainee positions. So the college campus was absolutely where we went. And so career fairs were They were a really good way for us to get our name out. They were a really good way for us not only to get our name out with the students, but if any faculty walked through, if, you know, just getting our name out to other employers of the type of candidate we were looking for. Just because, you know, you can see a company as you're driving down the road, but you don't know about it until you have that conversation of what would it be like to work there? So we would bring other people with us to the table, and we would just talk about experiences so that the student would get an idea of what would it be like to work there.
And we thought this was a great topic for right now because we haven't had really in-person career fairs for over two years. So a lot of students out there have never been to one and might not even know any of their friends who have been to one. And it is its own unique, it has its own unique set of rules and norms at a career fair that I think it's important to know beforehand so that while you're there, you're not feeling worried or looking around for cues. So we thought that Cindy would be a great person to bring in to give some great career fair etiquette tips to students.
All right, you want to kick us off, Cindy?
All right, so the first one really is, you know, don't travel in packs to employers. And what I mean by that is, if you're nervous or if you're an introvert or if this is just something that you're just uncomfortable with, come with your friends and encourage your friends to come with you. But then, you know, split up if you can. You know, if as an employer, it was really hard to talk to four or five students that came up and only two of them were looking for a type of position like you. So you would be talking to two of them and you would have to look them both in the eye and try to get an understanding of what they were, you know, what they were thinking of or what they were looking at, because you only have maybe five minutes to try to talk and ask some really good questions to just feel them out a little bit. And then I only had a short amount of time to be able to say, hey, this is what it would be like to work here. So if I've got two other people in the group, I don't want to ignore them, but I really wasn't talking to them. But it was good for them to know about our company, because you could also take, you know, you could purchase the service that we had, you know, from a retail standpoint. But more importantly, too, if they knew of people, they could also refer people to us, too. So we would pay attention to them. But I really was focusing in on the two that maybe were interested in business or sales.
I love that. Come with your friends and invite everyone you know.
Exactly. But
then you kind of got to individualize it a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
Exactly.
What's next?
Second one would be to be on stage and to know when you're on stage. So there's a lot of people that have had the Disney experience or know people that worked at Disney. I've done that internship where you are on stage no matter what, even if you're in the restroom, because there's going to be employers in the restroom, right? Even if you're at the, you know, grabbing a glass of water and just taking a break in the hallway, there are going to be people there that are going to be looking at your name tag to see what your degree is, see what you're focused on, so that maybe they'll have an opportunity to talk with you. Because not every student comes to every booth. Not every student, you know, has the opportunity to do that, because it's short on time usually. So, you know, when you're there, be ready. This is like an interview. Like Grace said, this is kind of like a little bit of an interview, and it's a first impression more than anything. And we all know, no matter what, through a pandemic or not, first impressions are so important. And so for being on stage, I really would recommend, you know, just taking a deep breath, have a little bit of a plan, and we'll talk about that. But just, you know, be you. Don't get nervous, because on the other side, the employers, they just want to talk to you. They're proud of their company they work for. They just want to talk to you. So I wouldn't be nervous per se. I would just get up there and say, hey, tell me about your company, and then talk about yourself and just put it out there what you're looking for.
And when you think of them being on stage, how do you feel about students on cell phones if they're walking around the career fair?
Yeah. So, you know, that's the fun part. You know, as an employer, I've got to take some sort of note, because I'm not going to remember 35, 45, 50 students or more in that time frame. So I'm going to be taking some sort of note. And I encourage students to take notes. I encourage you to have a padfolio. If you use a cell phone for notes, then use it, but explain it. You know, just let the recruiter know and just say, hey, I'm going to take some notes on my phone if you're good with that. And they want you to take notes, because we understand, too, as you're going around to different tables, you're not going to remember everything. So, you know, write down what you can, and then you can send a really good follow-up email with them afterwards.
And what a great sign of engagement.
Absolutely.
When you see somebody taking notes on what you're saying, you're like, they actually care.
Exactly. Not just and nodding of the head.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, ooh, that's cool. I need to remember this. I'm writing that down, right? So, yeah, I love that you're like, just use the phone if you must.
Right.
But let them know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And why you're doing that.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And the third one would be, you know, don't assume that they remember you. And what I mean by that is, you know, a career fair, you come in from an employer's perspective in a mindset. I'm going to be talking to a lot of students about my organization. I'm going to be repeating myself a lot. And a really good person that works these fairs understands that I'm going to be asked the same question over and over and over. So, you know, once again, be on stage, be happy about it. But the big point about it is, you know, a student might come up and say, gee, Cindy, I remember you from... But you may not tell me who you are. And so, you know, I'm a person too. I'm out in the public. I may see you at a different event and stuff. I might see you in a different context. So when you come up dressed up in, you know, your professional clothes, I may not remember who you are. We had Zoom, you know, Zoom meetings. Maybe I couldn't look you right dead in the eye. So I couldn't tell and remember who you are. So just remind us and just say, hey, I met you when you said this, or I asked you this question, because that way, then I'll have a little bit of an understanding. I may not be thinking I'm going to see people that I've known before.
And I feel like that ties into what you said earlier about making a good follow-up email, where you also want to do the same thing in that too. Remind them of your conversation, because again, they're talking to a lot of people at the career fair as well. So even though maybe you just met earlier that day or the day before, you want to still remind them.
Absolutely.
Of who you are.
Absolutely. So the fourth piece would be, don't just walk up to a table and say, what do you do? Right? So the company I worked for, people would come up and say, oh, wow, what do you do? Are you hiring anybody like me? You know, just, you have your phone with you, right? So this is a little bit of a pet peeve on the employer side, is at a click of a button, you can find out what my company does. And we're going to have information for you at the career fair. So you're going to be able to research it. Even on the spot, you'll be able to research that company if you're walking by and you say, geez, these guys look fun, or this company looks like something I might want to do. You'll have a second to research it. You'll have, you know, you can do that. And then when you come up, you'll be ready to say, I saw this. You know, I saw this about you. I'm a marketing major. I want to go into social media. I want to go into teaching. I want to be a trainer. Would you have something for me? I see that you do this. If you show me anything that you're
literally
excited,
just the smallest amount goes
the
very far.
The smallest amount. Just tell me you know something about me. I'm going to be excited. Now, on the other hand, if I grab you out of the crowd, you're not going to have the time to do that. So then, of course, ask those questions. But, you know, come with a little bit of research and knowledge just so that we can start that conversation.
And I do think as well, where students can look beforehand too. So when you're at the career fair, one of the cool things is you might see a table that looks interesting to you, and then you can search on your phone and find out info. But beforehand, you can also look through the list and do some prep work before you attend, so that you don't have to do that with every company you're interested in.
Exactly. Which leads into, don't dismiss a company, right? There are a lot of people that drive by our healthcare systems and say, yep, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not going to be able to work there. When in all actuality, there's positions in IT and marketing and HR and all these other positions. So
really good point.
Yeah. And so, you know, you don't want to dismiss it. If someone would have said to me, Cindy, you were going to work for 16 years at a rental car company, I would have said, what? I wouldn't even have thought that. But that's where I started. And that's where my career was. And I was able to move into different positions, recruiting and other things. I would never have thought, like in my mind, I never would have thought that's where I was going to work. I didn't know about it. So as our world of work is changing and companies are being created, there could be a company that you don't even know about that you might want to work at after talking to them at the career fair. It doesn't hurt you to just have a conversation with somebody at that career fair. You never know.
And I remember you saying something to me about, like, let's say a student's a history major and they come up to a table that's like, you know, a business, right? How do you feel like that student might be able to frame a question to that employer to see if they're open to the conversation?
Absolutely. You know, if they've got positions available that you've seen, or in the course of the conversation while the recruiter might be explaining the company, if there's a position that that's of interest to you, you just ask and say, hey, I see that you have a marketing position. I'm getting a history degree. I've had this type of work experience. And if you have, then that helps, because it's not only the degree, it's also the skills. But it's not only just the skills, it's also the education. So it's a little bit of both. And then how do you use those skills, and how do you transfer those skills to the position that you're in today? As a straight up general business major, I mean, every job has had some sort of relation to that. It's related to that. But I know that I've hired history majors and English majors, all different types of people for a sales position. Because if you've served, you can talk about an example of sales. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out, because I feel like that's something we as advisors try to talk to students about all the time, is that their experiences really matter. And yes, majors do have an impact, but that's not all that counts to employers.
Right, absolutely. It's a little bit of both. And a lot of it's personality. I mean, there's things that employers will say, you know, we can teach you my company. I need you to have those soft skills. I need you to have that dependability.
So many of those things you can demonstrate in a conversation at a career fair. So many soft skills.
Absolutely. And it doesn't, you know, even if you're a history major, you're going to be you can be dependable, right?
Exactly.
You can have sales skills. You can do all of those.
You can think critically.
Things. Absolutely.
All these things. Yeah.
Problem solve, all of those things. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got two more. So the second to the last one is, it's not Halloween, right? So you don't want to just go around to every table and just grab all the free stuff, because there's going to be some cool stuff. Remember, Employers haven't done this in 2 years.
Yes, so they've got budgets for this.
There's probably budgets for it, and they're trying to figure out a unique way and a cool way to get your attention, right? And so, yes, take the swag, because number two, we don't want to take it back home with us either, right? So take the swag, but have a conversation with them. Don't just, you know, when they're in a conversation with somebody else, grab what they've got and walk away. So, you know, make sure that you're taking the time to ask a question, and then ask if you can take whatever it is on the
there's
swag.
Some pretty cool stuff now.
There's a lot of little speakers out there, wireless speakers and things.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff.
I remember when fidget spinners were
right.
a thing. Every table had fidget spinners.
Right.
So if there's a cool new thing happening right now, there'll probably be some swag of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And the last part is dress the part. So this is one that I know that we've had internal conversations about, and we're all trying to just get a handle on this. And it's a question that I have been asking employers too. What is your dress code, and what is your culture like? So if you have certain companies that you're really interested in, and you can research them, you'll have an understanding of what their day is like. I still would recommend you come professional. That's me personally.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
I'm kind of, you know, business is still a little bit conservative. So, you know, this career fair kind of thing is a little more conservative. Be yourself though, right? I mean, when I would work career fairs and that, I would have my Mickey Mouse earrings on. I would have a bright blouse on underneath, or, you know, socks if it was winter or whatever, just something fun that people, you can show that you're not just a robot, right? That you're an actual person, you have a personality. So there are things you can do. I don't want to take that personality, your personality out of the equation, but, you know, I still, you know, people say, well, the recruiters might come in polo shirts or whatever. They have the job, right?
And a lot of them do.
I don't
jeans
wanna,
and polo
do,
shirts.
Right?
Yeah.
And that might be the new culture, but it's still good to come professionally dressed to say, hey, I'm really serious about these positions. But I will tell you, if you're hearing this on the day of the career fair and you're in between classes and you don't have a professional suit on, still come to the career fair and talk to people, right? We're not going to turn you away. We want you to get out there and get that experience and have the opportunity to talk to an employer. But, you know, that first impression, that kind of that business dress is what I would recommend.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Well, this was fun.
I know, right?
Yeah. I loved being able to, you know, kind of think back to 2 years ago to in-person events that we actually did. My gosh, that feels like a very long time, especially for an event this big.
Right.
Right. Our career fairs, this one this fall, there are going to be a lot of students and employers there. So we hope that some of these little tips and tricks have been helpful just to kind of calm those nerves a little bit as you're walking over to DeVos Place, walking across the river, taking the bus, however you choose to get over there. So anything else for the good of the podcast today?
I think if you're nervous, see one of us. You'll see the staff of the Career Center and other volunteers. Just talk to us.
That's great. We'd love to help, especially at the event.
I know, right?
Yes.
I mean, it just help. We'll help you as much as we possibly can. And we can, you know, we'll walk you to who we think you should go talk to, right?
Exactly.
But just, you know, we can start that conversation and get you used to it before you go up to the actual recruiters.
Yep. I love that. Great. Well, thanks so much, Cindy,
for being our expert today. Thank you for having me.
And thank you to everybody who's listening. And we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.